Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Menachos, and we are up to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Vav. So it says Mishnah, Sheisir Yom Kippur, Machman says that the two Seirim of Yom Kippur in the Avodas Yom Kippur, the Seil Hashem, Seil HaZazel, are Makiv each other. Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, Machman says that the two Kivsei Atzeres of Shavuos are Makiv each other. Shtei Chalos, Machman says that the two Shtei Alechem of Shavuos are Makiv each other. Shnei Sidarim, Machman says that the two stacks of Lechem Apanim, the six on one side and the six on the other side are makiv each other. Shnei v'zichin makvin zezeh. The two v'zichei levona that go together with the lechem upanim are makiv each other. Hasidarim v'zichin makvin zezeh. The lechem of the lechem upanim and the v'zichei levona of the lechem upanim are makiv each other. Shnei minim shabinazir. The two types of bread that a nazir has to bring with his carbon are makiv each other. Shlosha shabapara. The three things that are burnt with the para aduma are ba'a shabatoda. The four different types of loaves of bread that you have with the carbon toda are ba'a shablulav. The dalad minim of a lulav. Of Arba'a Shem Mitzorah, the four things that you need in the Torah process of a Mitzorah, and all these things, Ma'akvin says that if you're missing any one of them, it passes it all. Sheva Hazoya Sheva Parah Ma'akva Zozu, the seven sprinklings of the Paradum in the Torah process are Ma'akv each other. Sheva Hazoya Shal Ben Abadim Shal Aprochas Shal Mizbeach Hazov Ma'akva Zozu. And likewise in the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, the seven sprinklings that you do between the Badei Ha'aron and on the Proches and on the Mizbeach Hazov are also going to be Ma'akv. One another. Mishnah Zayin. Shiva Kani Menorah Ma'akvin Zezah. The seven branches of the menorah Ma'akev to each other, meaning if it's missing a branch, the menorah's puzzle. Shiva Neroseh Ma'akvin Zezah. The seven Neros of the menorah, meaning the part that actually, not the branches, but the part that actually holds the oil, are Ma'akev one another. Shtei Parshish Shiva Mezuzah Ma'akvin Zezah. The two parshish of Mezuzah are Ma'akev each other, that if you're missing one, it's worthless to put a Mezuzah up. Va'afil Ksavechon Ma'akvin. And even one letter is Ma'akev the entire mezuzah. If you're missing one letter, arba parshas shebe tefillin makv zuzu. The four parshas of tefillin are makiv each other. Va'afil ksavechon makvan. And even one missing letter is makiv. Arba tzitzios makvan zuzu. The four tzitzios on the four corners of your beged. Shabbat and mitzvah achas, because it's all one mitzvah. So if one of them is missing, you have no mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel lomer arbat and arba mitzvos. Rabbi Shmuel says that it's not one mitzvah. It's four separate mitzvos. And therefore, if you don't have string on all four corners, at least attach the strings to the four corners that you do have, because you're going to get at least a mitzvah for each one that you do have. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Parak Gimel, Mishnah Vav, we learned, and Mishnah Zayin, we learned about things that are ma'akev each other. So the two goats on Yom Kippur, the two kifsei atzeres, the two shtei alechem, the two sedarim of lechem apanim, the two bezichei levona of the lechem apanim, the sedarim of lechem apanim and the bezichei levona, the two types of breads for Nazir, the three things that are burnt with the paraduma, the four types of bread by a carbon toda, the four minim of a lulav, the four things that are done in the Torah process of Mitzora, the seven sprinklings of the paraduma, the seven sprinklings that they would do in the different places on Yom Kippur. All of those things are makiv each other. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said the seven branches of the menorah, the seven neros of the menorah, the two parshios of the mezuzah, the four parshios of tefillin, and by mezuzah and tefillin, even a single letter is makiv. Gave all of them, and then we had a machlokas about the four corners of tzitzis that Tanakhama said that they're all ma'akev each other, whereas Rabbi Shmuel said, no, since each one is a separate mitzvah, you could do some of them without the others. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the fourth parak of Maseches Menachos.